in Randolph County and from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Going to be talking today, first time in a while, to Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau, but you got a good reason. You've been getting some training.
It's been a while. For every single Tuesday, I feel like I've had some sort of training or some sort of meeting going on when I'm supposed to be on the radio.
So, but you're here today, and it's spring, weather's warm. That means that the farmers are starting to really kick it into high gear now.
Yeah, people are starting to get out into the field and kick it into high gear. Hopefully we have not that much rain and we're able to get out into the field and not have another year like 2019 where it's pretty flooded.
Yeah.
So it's looking pretty good. I know today is supposed to be a beautiful day outside, so hopefully some people can get out in the field.
Yeah, I see the tractors with the planters and the fertilizer, you know, machines out on the roads and back and forth. So, I mean,
There's going to be a lot more on the roads, and a lot of people just need to be more careful when it comes to that.
Exactly. Well, we got some things to talk about. I'll tell you what, let's take a break here and get that out of the way, and we'll come back and talk with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, you're listening. Yeah, I guess we are too.
We are.
We're listening. Yeah, you're listening to The People Speak. And today our guest, Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. And as far as farming members, dues renewals have been sent out.
Yeah, dues renewals were sent out at the beginning of March. So you should have gotten that already. And something different that happened this year was there was a printing error on the first set of cards that we sent out. So the first cards had your expiration date as 2021. We figured that out pretty quickly, and a few days later, you should have got a whole new set with new cards. So that's why there was two bills sent to you. You'll need to pay us once, though.
Yeah, get a little extra in there, huh?
Yeah.
2021 is going to cost you twice.
And then if you do pay your membership dues by April 30th, you're entered automatically to win a meat bundle. So last year we bought a 4-H hog, and we usually would use that for like out at the Grand or Pull Frag and other events, and we never had that opportunity. So we're deciding to give back to our members and use that meat for donating it back to our members. So we're going to give about 20 different bundles of just some brats, some bacon, name pulled out of a hat, and that'll be on April 30th.
Nice summer grilling.
Yeah, get it all out for summer grilling when the weather gets nice. It should be pretty good.
Right. And they're also, you know, when they pay the dues, they can also donate. And I'm horrible at, you know, when they use just initials, but I'm guessing that's Ag in the Classroom, AITC.
Yep, AITC, yeah. Ag in the Classroom. So when you get your dues, you can donate to that or our foundation. And Ag in the Classroom, despite everything going on in the pandemic, we've still been reaching teachers and students. Recently, we had a teacher workshop, and that was just really nice. It was in person. It was so good just to see the teachers again, and everyone was just really happy to start getting back to a little bit normal.
I almost forget what that's like, you know, to actually have a meeting and there's people in here.
Was different. It was hard to get used to talking to people like that many at a time. But it was good.
Right. Can we set a computer screen up here so I can look at it on the screen?
But then if you want to see what Ag in the Classroom is doing, we have a lot of different things on our Facebook page as well. Some really cool resources and videos, and something that we have been highlighting this year is just local Randolph County farms, doing video tours of them, since kids can't go on those field trips that they really want to do.
That'd be nice once those get back up. Of course, like I said, I drive a bus too, so I mean, we haven't had all the trips and stuff that they normally go on to different places. And
yeah, it'll be nice when kids can start going back on field trips. I'm really hoping this fall, you know, pumpkin patches, apple picking, getting kids out to a farm. I mean, everyone loves that. That's always a highlight for little kids.
Right. And another thing they can do when they pay their dues is donate to the foundation.
Yep. And the foundation gives the scholarships. So last year we gave $11,500. And this year, back in February, a couple months ago, we decided to continue doing $11,000 to 7 different students this year. And that was, we didn't have the grand, we didn't have our trivia night. So basically went a year without the two biggest fundings for the foundation. We still thought it was really important to give those scholarships to the kids. You know, a long time ago, the foundation started and it was just $250 to one kid. And now we're able to do $11,000 thanks to all those donations.
Right. And that really would come in handy with the cost of education these days, and that kind of help them.
When you think about it, $250, you know, 20 years ago for education was pretty nice, but now that's a book. It doesn't cover much.
Right. I'll date myself, but I remember when I first started taking classes, college classes, in the mid-80s and stuff. I mean, an entire 3-credit-hour class cost $64, I think, for the class. And now I don't even think you can get a 1-credit-hour class for that. That was for 3-credit-hours.
I don't even think I could buy a book for that much money when I was in school. I had some, and it was a couple hundred dollars just for a book.
Yeah, and I thought when I had to pay like 90 for a book, it was like, this is outrageous. What are you, you know? But that definitely comes in handy. Milk donations to food pantries?
Yeah, so last summer we did milk donations to local food pantries, and that went over really good because when you think about the food pantry, a lot of people donate like a boxed mac and cheese or those those kind of foods. They take like butter, milk, and those are two really hard things that a food pantry has trouble getting donated to them. And I mean, butter is a really high cost, so we weren't able to donate butter, but we did donate milk, and that was really helpful to a lot of people, and all the food pantries really enjoyed having that. So we decided to do that again, and last month we went through and brought milk to all the food pantries. And we had it where every single family was guaranteed to go home with a 1/2 gallon of milk.
Oh, wow.
So,
cool. So nobody went home empty-handed.
No one went home empty-handed. It was really nice. The food pantries really enjoy it. And, I mean, I really just like giving back to the food pantries that way. So if anyone out there just has some extra food laying around, you know, that can of soup that you haven't ate for a while, go through your pantry, go through those cans, and just donate or ask the food pantry what they need. Maybe they do need milk, bread, butter. Those are some easy things to donate.
Okay. Going back to the Ag in the Classroom a little bit, can maybe explain a little bit more about what's actually going on with it this year, how it's going to work and stuff?
Yeah, so this year we're hoping at the end of the school year here, we had a couple schools talk to us about being able to come back into the classroom. So we're going to start doing some more in person. But what we have been doing is sending teachers basically a whole lesson for them. We'll have a farm tour video, say on pumpkins. We'll have an activity that goes with it, and then we can send them all the materials and then different worksheets and activities for the kids to do on their own.
So they're basically going to be doing what your coordinator would be doing when they came into the classroom.
Yep, and then whenever we had our teacher workshop, we went through everything and kind of taught the teacher some different lessons that they can do on their own. That way, if we're not able to come in, they can do it themselves. And it's just a lot harder when you're doing things virtually.
True. True.
But it is a really good opportunity now because we can keep those resources up online for the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not able to come in or they don't have the availability to have a person come to the school or we don't have the time to, they can have everything ready for them right there.
Okay. Great. I'll tell you what, we'll get another break here. Let's go ahead and take that. And we will come back and talk some more with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. 9:51. Got about 7.5 minutes left in the program today. And again, we're talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. We're talking about some things. Of course, dues renewal is out. So
yep.
get that out of the way. And I mean, it goes to help a lot of different things. And you have some other options too to help as well. And Ag in the Classroom, of course, we just talked mm-hmm. about. And also, you can donate to the foundation as well.
Yep, we like when people pay their dues, you know. Not only does it give me a paycheck, but it does a lot of other fun things, too. And, you know, all the legislative stuff that we do, you have to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Your $55 and your farming membership dues goes a long way.
Right. So, I'm talking about farming itself, actually, now, as we mentioned back when we first started out, spring planting going on and stuff, and that means a lot of machinery on the roads and people need to kind of be aware.
Yeah, there's already we're seeing it, a lot of different machinery on the roads, tractors, people getting out and spraying, your disc, your planting. Definitely need to be careful when you're driving. Always should be careful when you're driving, but mm-hmm. definitely right now.
One thing kind of pet peeve of mine is people that will pass a tractor or a combine or something in a no passing zone because they think, well, they're moving so slow. They're moving faster than you think, and it's still not safe.
And especially when you're passing like a tractor or some sort of heavy equipment, it's definitely hard to see because they're so large.
Mm.
And they have a hard time seeing you if you're behind them. I know so many farmers, and they just think it's normal to them now when people pass them in a no passing because it happens so often, and it shouldn't be, because especially with them being higher up, they can see what's coming, and
mm-hmm.
you can't. So they can foreshadow an accident coming and may not be able to tell you because they're in a tractor and you're in your car.
Right.
So if you are going to pass, make sure you're in a passing zone. Make sure it's safe. And one thing to watch out for is make sure that they're not going to be turning anytime soon. They have their flashers on, they have their hazards on, but look for blinkers as well. Because you could be passing and they'd be wanting to turn left.
Right.
And that can be a drastic accident for both people.
And you have to pay attention because, like you said, they have their flashers on. So you're seeing the lights flashing, and sometimes you've got to pay attention. Okay, that one's not flashing anymore, but the left one still is. That must mean he's going to make a left turn.
Yep. You have to pay attention to those. It can get a little confusing with everything going on and a little overwhelming,
but
definitely make sure that's safe to pass because there's just way too many farm accidents that you see. I know last fall there was one out by my house and it ended up with a death just because that's large equipment that you're running into.
It's a lot heavier in your car.
Yeah. Your car's not going to do so well.
Right. Plus, they're designed to, you know, for planting and, mm-hmm. and harvesting and all that. And there are pointy ends and metal and everything. It's, you know, that will just kind of open your car like a can opener.
Yep, exactly. So definitely just be careful and take your time. I know everyone's in a rush. We live in a really busy world.
True.
Even with a pandemic. People are getting back into things. We're getting busy again because you'd rather get to your point safely than get to there on time. I'd rather be a little bit late
right?
than not make it at all. So just stay back, take your time, watch out for them. Another thing to watch out for is if you're on a road, say there's a bridge coming up or a mailbox or something, and you know, usually a tractor has to pull over. Some part of them is in the ditch or near the ditch. Watch for those because if they're going to have to get in that other lane, you can't pass. And if you're on like a small back road, just take your time and give them the right of way because they're just trying to do their job too.
Mm-hmm.
You might be trying to go to work, but so are they.
Right. And if they don't go to work, you don't eat.
Yeah.
It's like, I kind of prefer to eat, you know.
Yeah, so. They're on a pretty, you know, time crunch, especially in the spring. You got to get everything in before it rains. Mm-hmm. They're working long hours, too.
Because May seems to, in the past, it seems to get really wet for a while in there. And, you know, because they get everything in, and then it all of a sudden is like a flooded lake out there, you know.
Yep. We're hoping we don't have floods this year. It's been wetter than usual, but that's starting to be usual now.
Right. You know, a lot of snowfall up north, but that's starting to melt down. So, I mean, it hasn't caused any problems yet, so we'll keep our fingers crossed on it. But
yeah, keeping our fingers crossed, hoping for not as many rains, a safe spring planting, and just getting the crop in and hoping for a good harvest, too, at the end of the year.
True. What are some of the things coming up with the Farm Bureau? Probably not a whole lot right now, but...
Not too much right now because people are out busy in the fields. Things that we are preparing for is hopefully we'll hear what happens with the Grand soon. I think the news is supposed to come out May 1st. Everyone keeps asking me, and I've got that date on my calendar.
We definitely need the Grand. I mean, for the economic support, but also for the ice cream. You know?
Yes. Everyone loves the ice cream, and I haven't had to make ice cream yet as a Farm Bureau manager.
Well, no.
So I've been told that even if the Grand doesn't happen, I have to make ice cream.
So one way or the other, this year you're making ice
cream. One way or the other, have to make ice cream. Everyone loves it. I've never had it yet, so I'll have to try it.
Well, I've had it a few times, and yeah, it's... It seemed like they always come up with like a different specialty flavor too every so often, you know. It's like, so have you been thinking about it?
Yeah, one of the older managers, he would like to come up with new specialty flavors, but past few years we've stuck it to just 5. So a lot easier.
Peach is popular.
Everyone loves the peach ice cream. And I've tried a different recipe of it, kind of changed it up a little bit to make it at home. And it is pretty good.
So, of course, that would be coming up in August, I guess.
Yep, that would be August. And we're hoping we can still have our pull for ag this year, too. That's something that happens in July for us. And that's our fundraiser out at the shooting complex.
No, sir. Being a little more lenient on outdoor events this year, too. So that could be helpful there.
Yep, we're hoping that helps. It's kind of all up to the shooting complex because they are a state facility. So they make the rules. We just got to follow them.
True. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that, too, because that's a big fundraiser for you.
Yeah, that's a big one, and it's a pretty fun one, too.
So, yeah, it's always fun to watch them get out there and pull. You know? A lot of noise and stuff, but the kids love it, you know. So, all right. Well, Allison, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking to you maybe next month.
Yep, sounds good.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.